Reviewing the midweek livestock markets, I'm Danielle Drotzman with your farm news update. At the close of Wednesday and Thursday's market day, we saw the cattle market take a slight breather from the constant support that they've been receiving. And Randy Martinson with Martinson Ag says,
you know, I think part of it was tied to some profit taking. Like you said, you know, we've been trading, you know, I think since last Thursday, Friday, to all-time contract highs and had some good push, strong cash trade. And I think the market just kind of needed to take a little bit of a breath here today and clean up some of that overbought condition. There's some worries. Of course, there was a rumor that hit yesterday about possibility of ICE raiding some slaughter plants, and that had the market a little bit concerned, too, that that's going to continue to happen and could start to trim down some of the workers and some of the slaughter plants. So that had a little bit of an impact on the market. But overall, I just think, you know, the market needed to see a little correction, and today we got that.
We are still seeing a very high cattle market as we continue throughout the week. But even when cattle dip, it's refreshing to see the hog market hold their own and find their own support.
Yeah, that was good to see that. I mean, they kind of went off on their own, and I think some of it had to do with the fact that, you know, China and the U.S. now have come to terms or somewhat come to terms on some sort of a trade agreement, or at least the basis of a trade agreement. And I think that helped to soften up that market. And of course, you know, pork, it's one of the bigger ones we export to China. So if we can get that going again, that certainly will help that market.
And weekly exports yesterday through the USDA showed beef at 15,300 metric tons, which was up 71% from the previous week. And pork was lower than what we have been seeing at 9,700 metric tons, which was down 73%. But take out this week of pork exports. For the most part, we've been seeing some really good demand on that front.
Exactly. And that likely helped it too, is the fact that we've been seeing good sales. So, I mean, the idea that that trend will continue helped put a little bit of support in at the end of the day.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.